Bruce, it's at 0-3, but there's a bit of a silver lining. For the first time in the season, the offense found a bit of rhythm last week versus Missouri. Quite a bit of rhythm, actually. I'm Boiler Dad, your host. This is the QuickCast, part of the Boiled Sports Handsome Hour podcast network. We're sponsored by MartinVintage.com. Enter Boiled at checkout, you get 20% off. Mom, thanks for watching. So this week, Purdue's got a hell of a foe coming in. Boston College is ranked. Boston College is very good. Boston College knows what they are. They don't seem to take a ton of risks. They're smart. They're well coached. They're deep. These sound like some pretty bad things. It sounds like a bad formula for Purdue. I don't feel so bad about this game, though, because this team relies so heavily on the run. Now, here are this week's three big questions. Question number one, can Purdue get off the mat, period? I think they can beat lesser opponents still. I still don't think this team is nearly as bad as their 0-3 record. But can they beat a ranked opponent? This is a big, big test of kind of their mental makeup. Many argue, myself being one of them, that last week they had a lot taken from them. Not on the field, but by the officials. And that changed a lot of things. How quickly did they move on? Obviously, I haven't moved on very well. I'll admit it. Every time I see a new piece of evidence, like the Big Ten officials apologizing, I get angry again. Well, guess what, Big Ten officials? Apologies suck, and they don't get us wins. And that's garbage. And we've seen this over and over for years. So, what's going to happen this week? Are these guys ready to play and put the last game behind them? Question number two, has David Blough clearly earned the job? I mean, racking up nearly 600 yards of offense and playing out of his mind, you would think it's his job to lose. But that's not the indicators we're getting. We're still getting some cagey answers. It seems like it's David Blough's job, period. I don't think there should be any debate here. Coach Brohm needs to start David Blough, especially at this point in the season, based on what we saw last week. Question number three, finally, and this is a big one. Does Nick Holt have the parts in place that he can make adjustments so the defense can stop anybody? Coach Brohm said it before the beginning of the season. The margin for error was razor thin, and I think he was referencing the problems of depth all over the roster, but specifically on the defensive side of the ball. Purdue's defense has struggled to stop anybody. Missouri ran quite well. Sure, Locke passed the ball well, but they ran the ball darn well. And when Purdue gets spread out thin, when they don't really understand what's coming, they have big trouble. Will BC take advantage of that idea? Spreading the ball out, putting it in the middle, putting it on the outsides, putting it on the edge, and then trying to stretch vertically. Purdue's defense struggles a lot, especially with nickel and dime packages. The defensive backs really, really struggle. But the good news is it seems like two corners are rising. The bad news is they're both young. We'll see what happens this week. Another tough game, guys. I'll be in the house. I'll be in Ross-8 Stadium. Keep your chins up, everybody. I think things are going to get better soon. I just don't know when we've hit the low point of the season. Purdue kicks off at noon, sadly, and that's what happens when you're not relevant. You end up kicking off at noon, as we know from previous seasons. Noon, Ross-8. Be there. I'm sure there are tickets available. God bless you. BS all the time.